This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fall favorites are here, and so are amazing deals at Amazon. You'll save so much on early holiday athletic gifts like bikes, tents, and outdoor gear. You'll have money left over for a premium yoga mat so you can try to touch your toes by New Year's.
Ugh, almost there.
Or that Pro Series two-person sled with titanium alloy skis.
Yahoo!
Oh, what fun it is to save. Shop low prices on all your fall favorites now.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're going to handle somebody else's problem. It's no longer about us. We call it OPP, and Tiek is going to tell us what it's about.
Yeah, Nick is new to being married. He's got some questions, I guess, about how this...
Wrong place, bud. Hang up.
So, unmarried Aaron, twice loser me... Well, oh, so this is Tiek.
Yeah.
So you figured this out. This is you. Yeah. All right, Nick.
Yay.
Welcome to the newly branded T-Hack OPP. Feel free to ask him any questions. What's going on? What's your problem?
Yeah, so pretty much my wife, she's just on my case all the time about wearing my wedding ring, you know? Like, just whenever we go out together, you know? But, like, I don't mind wearing it, you know, when we go out, you know? But, like, when we're around the house and when I go to work, I mean, it just feels a little awkward. I just kind of don't like the feel.
What?
You know?
What?
You know, if you wear it more often, and you get used to it.
I don't know. And it's kind of silly because I feel like everyone at the office knows I'm married, right? They were all at the wedding, for God's sake. So, like...
So you think she wants you to wear it... Sort of like
everywhere.
The animal marking its territory. She wants you to be like out there as a married man, and you're like, I'm out there as a married man. Period. The ring's not stopping me from cheating.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
I think you said it backwards. That makes it sound like he's gonna cheat.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying,
it's like, stopping me.
With or without the ring, I'm not gonna cheat.
Yeah. I know it's
okay.
You know what I meant? Yeah, you decided to come at me.
Yeah. I'm just making for clarification.
Okay, so. Is it just, be honest with us, is it just the feeling of the ring, or is it...
It's the feeling, and it's also, sometimes I feel like the judgment that comes with it, too.
What do you mean by judgment? Like, people thinking you're married? Why would you want that? Like, ew!
I get that all the time.
I don't know.
Do you like
the design?
My wife picked it, so yeah, no.
Okay.
Not really.
Okay.
That's okay.
So do you wear other kinds of jewelry or any, like, are you new to jewelry? That was how I was kind of like, I never wore rings ever in my life until I got married.
So I'm not a huge jewelry person. No, maybe that's another reason. Like, I barely wear a watch, you know. Anything that's uncomfortable, I just, you know.
Can we find an angle for you to not wear? Like, do you work with your, like NFL players won't wear their ring because, like, if it gets caught on a helmet, they could rip their finger off.
Yeah.
That's why they wear those silicone rings.
I was going to say, there's some players wear the silicone ones. They're kind of putting the pressure on the ones. They're like, come on, man.
Yeah, I know. You can wear those and the ring will rip before
they're like, I got away with not wearing them. Now I got to wear the silicone one.
The silicone ring is tragic. They just sell them at, like...
I've looked at buying them, and I'm not even close. Just because they have really cool... They have Harry Potter ones. They have Star Wars ones.
Nerd. You're not a... No. And where are you going to wear it?
I don't know.
She's going to marry Harry.
All right. Let me get the phone number in real quick. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. Has it become... Dude, I mean, I don't know what to say to you. Like,
well, I wear my ring all the time, but like if I go to the gym and play basketball, I leave it at home. because it's like, I'm going to take it off when I get there and I don't want to.
You can't play basketball with a ring on?
It might get caught on something. Yeah. I because I'm not.
And
I'm
the rim?
maybe.
The rim?
Maybe.
Are you playing at a Y maybe. Where the rims no, can be lower?
The water fountain what? Or something, maybe? I don't know.
Could it get
the
caught
bleachers?
On? What? Like, basketball players don't wear it because they dunk. Your,
yeah. Yeah.
It's still a safety thing. You don't want it to get scratched. I don't know.
Scratched?
I don't know what kind of
precious,
metal it is.
Oh my God.
It's
the
still
amount
a soft
of idiocy.
Metal.
Yeah. Between, the gold gets real. Gets, mine's yellow gold. It gets scratched all the time. It's like the
scratched
soft.
On something on the basketball court?
No, because I don't wear it on the basketball court.
Oh
so I
my
know.
God. Nick, all right. So we need to address this because, first off, you can't. Like, I get it. You're doing the guy card thing where it's like, I didn't know I had to wear a ring. Yeah. It's just, it's only just part of all of time.
That, yeah.
You just,
yeah. But I mean, what I'm saying is I wear it all the time, but then when I, there are some times where I don't wear it for that reason and I don't bring it to put it on right away afterwards because I just don't want to lose it. So I, during that time, I am technically out without my ring, but I'm still married. I'm not, I'm going to the gym.
Yeah, but if he's not
besides, if you go to Vasa Fitness, there's big signs that say no dunking. So that's why I don't do it. Oh. I'll have you know.
Yeah.
It's against the rules.
That's why
it's
you
against
don't
the
dunk.
Rules.
Yeah. Nick, so is she ready to throw down an ultimatum on you? Or what brings you to us? Why are you trying to get people just on your side to say not wearing your ring is a normal behavior?
Yeah, you know, I mean, if I can try to convince her somehow to just give me a little slack and just, you know, just a little piece, some comfort, you know, it's just a little, it's more annoying how much she nags at me for doing it. You know what I mean? I think that's the bigger.
Buddy, you got a long life ahead of you.
Oh boy.
Well, is there, yeah, does she ever take her ring off?
I mean, at night, you know, when we go to bed, but like, sometimes even when I go to shower, she kind of nags me for taking it off. So I'm like, I'm a little confused at that.
I never took it off.
I take it off to shower.
Oh my God. Yeah. You people don't understand what being, okay, it's weird. Pot calling kettle. But you don't understand what, like the only time I took it off was when I was bathing my children. Because I didn't want to like it's so weird, like you're knocking it on their head and stuff.
Oh, okay.
It's weird, like you're like shampooing their head and you're just, you feel like it's like clunky.
Yeah, yeah. That
and then
makes
I
sense.
Would sometimes forget to put it back on.
Because
then you're like, you lotion them up after and like whatever and you're
and they just carry on.
How bold are those quotation marks around forget to put it back
no,
on?
No, I would just forget.
Forget.
Because you're going through the routine of
you
putting
would?
Your
okay.
kid. Yeah. Yeah. My marriage wasn't going well either.
That's a different
if
subject.
I'm being honest.
Noah hasn't bathed in weeks.
Nick, hang on. We're going to talk about you behind your back and try to find a solution for you. He's got so many issues.
Yeah. I mean, I get it a little bit because I was never a ring guy ever. I never put.
Then don't get married or have the talk with your wife.
But I mean, it's not the ring that means that you're married.
No, but it is an expectation of like, you're standing in a church or wherever you choose to get married and you're doing the ceremony about the rings. And as I slide this on, the ring is a loop and it's eternal. And
yeah,
it signifies your eternal love for each other. And it's like, cool. And then as you're walking down the aisle, you like flick it to the best man and go, hand it to me after golf next Tuesday. Like, no, you put it on and you leave it on. You J-holes, you take it off in the shower. Oh my God. What if it gets
you're protecting
clean?
It.
You're protecting it from what? Water?
No, and
soap?
From the soap that damages it.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I'm not
where
even
are
joking.
You buying your rings at?
Well, I don't have any. Thank you very
this
much.
This is why.
But no, gold is a soft metal. It can,
no, it's not that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways.
Shane Company people, back me up. Can you shower with your ring? Yes.
Let
you
me try
can.
One.
No, we're not getting you a free ring from Shane Co. to shower in.
It doesn't have to be an engagement one.
Right,
it can be a regular.
All right, so a couple things are going to happen. We need advice for Nick. Shane Co., if you call in, Aaron will start an OnlyFans page where she just showers with a ring every day.
Or
it's holding up nicely.
Are there married people that don't wear rings? Cause I feel like
yeah,
after a
absolutely.
Certain point, like I know like my mom's.
Yeah, the ones who cheat.
No, my mom's like got it had to be in the shop, so she was without a ring for like a while, and it wasn't like she wasn't married, and it wasn't like my dad
yeah,
was
that's the
freaking
ring's
out
because
she wasn't wearing a ring. It's like no,
no, but you still have the wedding certificate or whatever. The
oh
the,
yeah, right. So
yeah.
You carry that around.
No, but I'm just saying you have other things.
Receptionist.
You have other things tying you guys together.
No, yeah. Also,
like
point,
the dedication that you have to each other. Oh, I'm sorry, you didn't have
that.
But
you
that.
Should just you should just be wearing your ring. You should just be like when you're married, you should just be wearing your ring because not every like he's saying everybody in my work knows I'm married. Yeah, but what about the Amazon hot Amazon driver who comes by and is like, ooh, look at that dude. It's like, oh, dang it, he's got a ring.
Yeah, yeah.
You're the one that always says that rings are actually what draw.
It can't, like, it didn't work for me. Every time I'd wear my ring, nothing would happen. It could just be that I'm wholly unattractive.
It doesn't work for me either.
Yeah,
so.
Nobody hits on you, right?
No. Nope.
But you just have that face. Like, I'm so faithful to my wife.
Thank you.
What I mean is you're ugly.
Okay. Hey, that's so mean.
All right, Nick wants you to get him out of wearing his wedding ring is essentially what we're looking for. Or we can just line up calls and bash Nick to bits. If you've got
either way.
If you're somebody who doesn't wear their ring, what's the excuse you're telling your sig other to get out of it? Because he can use better ammo than I just don't like the feel of it. Because that never worked with us in relations raincoats. It's like, baby, right. I don't like how that feels.
Right.
Right. Well, I don't like how it feels to be pregnant or with herpes. So put that bad boy on. Was that analogy good? Or
yeah, no, it was very good, actually.
Nick wants to be ringless. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fall favorites are here and so are amazing deals at Amazon. You'll save so much on early holiday electronic gifts like monitors, tablets, and video games. You'll have money left over to snag a VR headset for some serious post-holiday entertainment.
Go long!
Or an outdoor speaker system so the entire neighborhood can hear your holiday tunes. Oh, what fun it is to save. Shop low prices on all your fall favorites now.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help Nick out, I think. Or do we just not like Nick?
Yeah, do we automatically have to be on Nick's side? That feels kind of...
I don't know. So Nick just got married, and he's like, my wife is always nagging me. It's like, yeah, that happens when you know about wearing the ring. And you're like, yeah, you know, he's like, I just don't want to wear... Like,
well, I relate to him a little bit. I never wore rings ever in my life. And then all of a sudden you go from never wearing one to now you have to wear one.
But you understood that was going to happen.
Right. That was part of it. I got it. Yeah.
Like for him to sit there and go.
I didn't even question it. And I'm happily married to this day.
Wait, what's this new thing? With you mean I have to wear what? It's like you don't. Okay.
But is that the end all be all of being married? Is it wearing a ring? Is that, do you need to?
No, but it's definitely, you can't play surprise. You don't get to go like, hold up. Like,
yeah.
When did this start? Like Bible times?
Yeah, you don't, that's true. You're wearing white.
What? Valerie?
Hi, yay. Yes.
Yes. What do you think?
I absolutely think this is a power play. This is, I want to show people I'm married when I want to show them, and I don't want to wear it when I'm in question. This is a really immature move. Either you're married or you're not. You wear your ring or you're not. Slacker, hi.
I figured it out, right? Like, right when you started talking, I'm like, this is just not an ordinary Valerie. This one's handled a divorce for me.
Oh, so I see.
Valerie knows her way around.
Wow.
Guy's not wearing rings.
Expert, aren't you tired? Hasn't he put you through enough?
Easy, like, tired. Okay, so, you know, this guy, he's not a normal dude, though. I mean, he's playing a lot of, like, I'm dumb games, which is just, I don't like it.
I think that, you know, it's kind of like I have family law cases where the guy, every time he gets mad, he takes his ring off. You either commit or you don't commit. And I understand it's an adjustment when you get married. I've been married 31 years, but you know, either you do it or you don't. But to take it off as you deem appropriate,
yeah,
is disrespectful, whether it's to the female or the male. You know, show that you respect your spouse and yeah, that you want people to know that you're married and you are there in a commitment. But to take it off as it's convenient to you with an excuse that...
You're right. And here's what we're willing to do. Mm-hmm. We're going to give you Nick's wife's number here in a minute, because she may be needing your services before...
What's the commission on something like that?
It's not... commission?
Do we like a referral?
Divorces don't get commissions, or I'd be okay.
Referral.
Okay, Margo.
Yay.
Yay.
What do you think?
So for the record, I take my ring off when I shower. I also take it off when I sleep because your fingers swell. But then
they unswell. So, oh my God, you people! Okay.
I thought it had to do with a lot of the ice cream I was eating before bed.
That's part of it.
It swells when you're sleeping, but I try not to forget my ring, but my fiance, as a mechanic, he can't wear his ring because it's a danger, and so that's just never been a problem for us that he doesn't wear his ring. He has it, and, you know, it's more important, the commitment, than actually wearing it. I feel naked when I'm not wearing my ring, but it doesn't bother me in the slightest that he's not wearing his.
Mm.
But that's because you've communicated.
Exactly. You have to be on the same page about it. And this is a conversation we had well early on into it.
You don't get to just the day after the wedding go, what?
Yeah. But you don't worry about your husband, like, you know, fixing something for a pretty lady and then she sees he doesn't have a ring, and that you're not worried about because you know he's committed.
How much porn do you watch?
I know how it ends.
No, I don't worry about it at all. I know he's coming home to me, and so him not wearing a ring doesn't bother me.
Good for you.
All right, okay. Thank you for the call. I just, okay, it just because she's okay with it, but that, like, whatever. Nick's wife isn't.
That's the thing.
The,
yeah,
it's the end of story.
So if your spouse wants you to do something,
yes,
that's, yeah, and if
do
it's
you
important
want
to
still
her,
be married?
Yeah, I am. Notice my ring.
I hate happy wife, happy life. But it's...
This is a big one. This feels
like... It exists
like,
for a reason. Because if you want to stay married, I will tell you the reverse is absolutely true. Unhappy wife, goodbye.
Yeah, we'll work on the rhyming.
Sharon.
Yay.
Yay. What do you think?
I think a ring is a symbol of marriage, but marriage is in your heart. And she's being very insecure. The fact that she has to have him wear a ring. He knows he's married. He loves her. She should be secure in that.
Is that what you got from him talking? You got, I love her? Is that that was the resounding emotion you felt coming off his voice?
Well, I don't... A ring should signify your marriage. I think a marriage,
yeah,
have it in your heart.
I do agree with that. But I think a guy this resistant to that might be suffering on the other side of it. Like, he might not... Mm. It might not be in his heart... And he doesn't want a reminder of what a crappy husband he is on his hand every day going, oh, yeah, that's right. I'm supposed to love
that's
her.
That's right. Which hand does it go on again?
Right, exactly. It's not on either of your hands today. Shelly?
Hi.
Yeah. Yay. What do you think?
I don't think it really matters. I mean, at the end of the day, the ring's not going to stop anybody from cheating, and it's that big of a deal with his wife. Like, put a silicone ring on or wear it when you go to a barbecue or a family outing, but at the end of the day, it does not matter.
Mm. So, but even though it matters to her, you think he should stand his ground?
Yep, I absolutely do. My husband's the same way. He doesn't like wearing his ring. That's okay. Fine. He works with his hands, but, you know, if somebody else wants him and the ring is what's going to stop it, then... Obviously, the husband's not going to stick around that long. If it's
okay, listen, my other divorce attorney didn't call in, but I'm doing referrals to two different attorneys. Start texting in immediately.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fall favorites are here, and so are amazing deals at Amazon. You'll save so much on early holiday athletic gifts like bikes, tents, and outdoor gear. You'll have money left over for a premium yoga mat so you can try to touch your toes by New Year's.
Ugh, almost there.
Or snowshoes so you can hike to your super secret spot to find the perfect tree.
Aha!
Oh, what fun it is to save. Shop low prices on all your fall favorites now.